Blog Talk Radio.
There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 14 and verse 12. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, January 14th, 2019, Monday. It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar. We all hope everyone is doing great at this afternoon time and is delighted and is blessed that the Lord has given us another day. We are glad to bring you this program at this time. We hear at Chatting from the Word, hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word, hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here from Chatting from the Word are delighted to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. It is grand to be with you once again. Monday, the 14th of January, 2019. Brother Oscar is so glad to bring you this program at this time. We hope that you have caught our earlier broadcast of Chatting from the Word YouTube, and we are still talking about back to the basics. But we hope that you catch it if you have not already caught it. I believe that we did a good job on it this morning. And as always, if you have any disagreement with Brother Oscar on any subjects that he is teaching on, you can always contact me. Now, but as I always have said, if you disagree with me, please have book, chapter, and verse to prove your point. Because Brother Oscar just believes in going by the Word of God, because the Word of God is going to save us or can evict us in the end. We're going to go to heaven or we're going to go to hell. We're going to go on home with him if we live in Jesus Christ and die a righteous death. Oh, my God. I pray for the world today because the world is in so much predicament, so much trouble, so much diversity is, you know right. If you ask Brother Oscar, if God happy with this situation, no. But God recognizes this sometimes for us as Christians, it doesn't get easy. And sometimes we just need a program like this coming on at this time of day, Monday through Friday, to encourage every one of us to keep our hand in the hands of the Lord, and everything will be all right. Now, Bill Oscar don't know how the weather is where you are, but right here in Johannesburg, we had snow this weekend, and everybody's still trying to dig themselves out of it. It just didn't stop snowing, and it's cold this morning. So if you're cold where you are, for the next 4, 35, 40 minutes, go get you a hot cup of chocolate, a hot cup of coffee, or your favorite beverage, and we talk about alcohol now, and have a seat in your easy recliner or an easy chair, and just listen to Brother Oscar at this time while he brings a lesson and play some music that will uplift your spirit and help you live for the Lord. I don't know about you, but my friend, the important thing in the world today is to live for the Lord, because one day we're all going to die and judgment will come, and then where will we be if we do not get it right down here on earth as we live on this earth? We need to live in Jesus Christ and be in the body of Christ. At this time, we want to play a song for you, all right? Just hold on, and we're going to get it momentarily for you. We want to play a song for you and for your listening ears, of course. And we hope that you enjoy it.
Through the toils.
redeemed. My soul is anchored in the Lord. You know, if you're in Jesus Christ, your soul would truly be anchored. Would truly be anchored. It's just like what the psalmist says in Psalm 1, 2, and 3. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Oh, my friend, if you stay anchored in the Lord, the psalmist said, just like a tree planted by the rivers of water. All right, if you want to call your host here, our call number is 657-383-0883. If you want to hear the show live, the number again is 657-383-0883. We have decided, anyone have birthdays out there? And if you want Brother Oscar to announce your birthday and allow everyone to know, not your age now, because I know lots of people that I want their age revealed, and that's all right. We would just tell you, happy birthday. That's your day. That is your day to rejoice and be happy that the Lord has blessed you with another year. And the older you get, it is a blessing, my friend, because the Lord kept you. The way Brother Oscar looks at it, the Lord have you here for a reason and a purpose. And sometimes the Lord is guiding us to that purpose and to that reason. But times we just don't see it because we have to sometimes take the blinders off our eyes and see Jesus and get into his word so that we can see the direction that he's guiding us. You understand what Brother Oscar said? Most of us, I believe, we miss our blessing because we have blinders on. We're not studying God's word well enough to see the blessing. And I believe if you do that, you will see the blessing. You will see the route that the Lord wants you to take, and you will take it, and you will be blessed, and you will prosper. All right? And that's what your host believes. And as I said, if you want to call me, the call number is 657-383-0883. Now, there's a church out there who is celebrating something, or if you have an event, let Brother Oscar know. You can contact me on Facebook, inbox me, or you can email me, OscarYork3443, and let me know about your event, and we will announce it on the program or when the show is broadcast. We have a place below where you can put your comments, and you can put your comments down there, or you can let your host know what's going on. All right, we're going to quickly play another song for you before prayer, and we hope that you will enjoy this selection. All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We're going to do that city one of these days. The Acapella Company. We hope and pray that you enjoyed that. It was Peter in 1 Peter 4 that said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And something great, my friend, that we have a Lord that truly cares for us. And he cares for us better than we care for ourselves sometimes. He cares for us better than our earthly father and mother. For he truly cares for us. He is a Jehovah Jireh. And what that truly means, God sees and he provides. He truly cares for us. And he has our best interest at heart. See, most people, we're patient because if God doesn't answer our prayers or bless us in the way that we believe that he wants, that we want him to bless us, we believe we're not blessed. We believe that God doesn't care. I'm here to tell you this afternoon, my friend, we serve a Lord. We serve a Savior. We serve a Father and a Savior and a Lord that truly cared for us, because if he did not care, he would not allow his son Jesus to come down on this earth and die a death on the cross as he did. Okay? And if Christ did not love us, he would not have died on the cross so that you and I may have salvation. All right? We're going to go into prayer at this time. If there's any prayer requests out there, and if there's anyone who wants to pray for your request, the time is now. If you want to call in your prayer request, the number is 657-383-0883. If you want to call in your request, you can do it now before the time of prayer. This is the time of prayer, and if you have your request, you can do that. The number is 657-383-0883. If not, you can... like I said, after the show, if you listen in the comment below, in the comment section, if you want to put your prayer there, that is fine, because we will broadcast the show after we have aired it live here. If you don't call in, you can still listen to the show. But the catch is you cannot call in, because I'm not going to be in the studio. I'll be broadcasting the show to you, okay? So this is the time you can call in if you want your prayers and your requests to be known and others to pray for you as they listen to the program. The number to call is 657-383-0883. All right. It was Paul who said, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. You know, the way the nation is today, the way this world is today, we need praying folks around here. And that's the best way Brother Oscar can put it. We need praying folks who can get a prayer up to the Lord and let the Lord know, hey, we need, this world needs help. Because the world really needs help, because it is so divided. It is so, we have so much diversity down. And I believe some people don't understand what diversity is all about. Because the Bible wants us to love everybody. That's what the law is all about. It's love, isn't it? But right now, we're going to go to prayer for you and for the nation and for everyone else that needs prayer. So we want you to pray with me at this time. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for all your blessings, Father. We thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see another wonderful day. Father, we come praying for our families. We pray, Father, that you keep them healthy, wealthy, and wise, Father. We pray that we might continue on clinging to one another as we cling to you, Father. And Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we to him may have salvation. Oh, Father, we come praying for each listener. We pray, Father, that you be with each one, regardless of the situation they're in, regardless of the problem that they're suffering, regardless of the storm they are facing. Father, we pray that you be with them. Help them to lean on your arms. Allow them to know nothing impossible for you to do. They only have to come believing and obeying. Oh, Father, we come praying for this world in which we live in. We pray, Father, they may come together as one and solve the problems of this world. Because, Father, we recognize that is the only way the problem will be resolved, will be solved, is they come together and be one. Because, Father, in your word, you say, you say a house that divided against itself will not and cannot stand. So, Father, we pray that you be with this nation. Pray, Father, that you be with the church, the body of Christ. Father, we pray that the church may reach out to those who need to be helped and those that need to be saved and those that need to be helped with your word, through your word, and from your word. Oh, Father, we come praying for this program, Chatting from the Word. We ask, Father, that you help us keep it on the air. We ask, Father, that you go with us. We ask, Father, that you be with us as we present the lesson that's on our hearts. We pray that for each listener may listen with attentive ears and may gain some wisdom from your word. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. And amen. We want to thank you for joining us in that prayer and praying with us. And we hope that we have, in our prayer, said something to help you along your Christian walk and doing the day. We don't know what you're going through. We really don't know your storm that you're facing. But if you're facing some storms like sickness, cancer, or whatever it may be, we pray that the Lord help you to overcome that. And pray for Brother Oscar, too. Sometimes I get so disappointed. Sometimes I get so down and blue. And sometimes I got to call on my Father. And I think through my storms, it just keeps me calling. Help me, Father. And that's what I believe. We got to call on. Because our Father in heaven is the only one can help us these days. When the world don't understand us, when the world look at us like we love the Lord, they want to throw us to the side. And sometimes we just have to say, help me, Lord. So sometimes, you know, we just need to pray for each other. You know what Brother Austin is trying to say. Of course you do. If you've been listening to me for quite some time, you know I'll be asking for donations and sponsorship. If you are able to sponsor us here at Chatting from the Word, we pray that you do so. Any amount would do that you can give monthly, $1, $2, $10, $20, $30, $40, or $50, whatever amount you can give, that will be a blessing. Brother Oscar may be poor, but he's not greedy. I just want to bring the word of God to the masses of people out there that need to hear the word of God. And if you want to help Brother Oscar to do that, support us here at Chatting from the Word. Sponsor us here at Chatting from the Word. And you churches, help us out here. If we have been an inspiration to your members, if we have helped others to come and visit you and to give you a chance to teach them the word of God, put us in your budget for 2019. Contact Brother Oscar. You can contact me. Allow me to know you have done that. We will announce it on the air here at Chatting from the Word. We'd be delighted that you do that. And again, as I said, we have a PayPal account. If you want to put it in our PayPal account, go to PayPal and put my name in there. Go to my account and put whatever amount you want. It would be very much appreciated. And as I said, if you want to call and talk with your host, the number is 657-383-0883. But after the show is aired, I won't be here now. So you can't call me at that number. But I'm always on Facebook. You can contact me then. You can either inbox me or talk with your host here. I don't mind it. And we can talk. If you have something that you disagree with Brother Oscar about, you can state it then. Or, as I said, we have a comment section below each show, the show on YouTube and the show here on Blog Talk Radio. The difference on YouTube, you can see me live in living color. As you know, Oscar, you love to make that statement. And we also got a web page, oscarpromising.com. You can visit my web page, leave me a line or two. But on my web page, we do have a bookstore. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sell for $21.50. And you know my motto. You know it. Yes, you do. Don't think you don't. I love it. And I'm the one that made it up. When you read, you get power. Now, wait a minute. Let me say it right. When you read, you get knowledge. And with knowledge comes power. Amen, Brother Oscar. Comes power. So we hope that you visit our webpage and go to our bookstore and order you a book, our bold book, which is $43. And when you do that, of course, you supporting Chatting from the Word. Okay, I don't know if I said this. Of course, you can give a one-time donation if you decide to do that. All right? Before we go into the lesson, we want to play another song for you. If I can get it right. Okay, we want to play another song for you. If we can get it right, let's hope it's right.
Thank you.
Permitted acapella chorus with I Am So Glad I Know You. And if you want to get to know Jesus Christ, you must be in His Word. That is the only way we can get to know Him, is to be in His Word. And the way He gets to know you, you get to know Him. You see how all that works, my friend. If you truly want to go to heaven, you must be in His Word. And His Word is, but John said He is the Word, okay? So to be in Christ and get for Christ to know you, you got to get to know Him, and that's through His Word. And we got to stick His Word. That's why we hear Brother Oscar doing this lesson on it. It's time hoping that you have a copy of God's Word. As always, go get your copy. If you don't have a copy of God's Word, go get your copy. We only got a short time, but I probably just have time to read it and make some remarks on it, and then we're going to finish up on tomorrow. We might have a part two, maybe a part three. You know, Brother, he loves studying the Word. He loves doing that exhaustive study on the Word. So go get your Bibles, y'all who do not have a copy of God's Word, so that we can get the meat of the meaning the Apostle John is trying to reveal here to us, all right? So, go get your Bibles, and we wait for you a good bit long. Go get your Bibles, okay? All right, here we go. Thank you, I'm sorry. Here John writes, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him, that begot, loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. This we know, that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous." Okay? For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. It is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. These three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he had testified of his Son. And he that believeth on the Son of God had the witness in himself. He that believeth not God had made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. Overcoming the world, the victory. How do we gain the victory, my friend? The way we gain the victory is to be in Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? For John said, who shall believe it, that Jesus Christ is born of God? And that believer is more than just say, I believe in it. Before John says that, and keep his commandments. What commandments John is talking about here? This is what we got to examine this hour, this time. What is John talking about here when he's talking about believe in God and keep his commandments? Is he talking about the Old Testament commandments? Is he talking about, what is he talking about? He is talking about the commandments of God. And what is God's commandment? Because most of us, we don't recognize what God's commandment is truly is. Don't you remember, I believe in Matthew 18, if I'm wrong, somebody correct me, when Jesus took his three, James and John, to the mountain transfiguration, and Jesus was talking to Moses and Elias, and a cloud overshadowed them, and over fast, Peter said, we'll make it three tabernacles. And as he said that, a cloud was shut up in. And the cloud disappeared. The voice came from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son. Now, this is God the Father talking. Hear him. Today, the commandment of God is to hear Jesus Christ. So let's establish that fact first, okay? Because most of us here is wrapped up believing that we got to believe in this, believe in that, believe over here, believe over there. But I'm here to tell you, John is telling us to believe in the commandment that Jesus wants us to believe in. Okay? We're going to finish this tomorrow. As always, it's getting good. But I'm going to always say that. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings that you bring our way, Father. I'm praying for each listener. We pray that you allow them to have a good afternoon and a good evening. And we see and help us to be back here tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen. We see you tomorrow, same time, same station. Give us a call. Hope you are listening, and we will be broadcasting. And it was good chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Hope all have a good day. Bye-bye.